Blog Talk Radio.
As we are here and we are in motion, we do this thing, taking off fast lane, no coasting, and everything is going to be all right. We're talking about getting away with it on a Tuesday night, Pretty Petty Tuesday. It's the Daily Go Get-A-Mism Show. How y'all feeling, man? I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feel like real men and women should also. Tonight, we're talking about when you got a lot of with you, but you're lovable. You got a whole lot of, you got a whole lot of ish with you. Got a whole lot of ish with you, but you're lovable. How many people do you know like that? How many people have you encountered like that in your life? How many people are you dealing with like that right now? How many people do you know that got a whole lot of mess going on with them? They don't always do the right things. They keep some stuff going. You know, they aren't exactly the, oh, yeah, this is this person is always innocent. This person would never do this or do that, but they're lovable. So they're lovable, which means you keep letting them get away with certain kind of things because they might have a certain line that they don't cross. So they get right up to the line, but they don't cross the line. They get right up to the line, but they don't cross the line. And even if they cross the line, they don't cross the line very far. You understand what I'm talking about. And these people are lovable. Sometimes they get away with the stuff that they get away because they're cute. Honestly, you know, good looks will help a person get away with murder. It's been proven. Good looks will help you get somebody murdered. It's been proven. Well, sometimes it isn't always about a homicide. Sometimes it isn't always about ending somebody's life. But when we start talking about these types of people and the things that they do and the impact that they have and why they are allowed to somehow slip their hands out of the handcuffs, slip through the bars of the jail, get out of the principal's office without anybody seeing them. I swear they were just right there. They were just right there. They were just right there. This is us talking about entitlement. But it's us talking about entitlement in a way that we participate in entitling them for whatever reason. For whatever reason, it could be because, like I said, it could be because of the way they look. It could be because of what we know that they've been through in their lives. You know how it is. You know how you show special favor to people who have grown up in abusive households or neglectful circumstances or in unfavorable familial situations that have influenced them to see the world in a certain type of way. So because you know about that and you understand about that, you, in turn, keep letting them get away with stuff. Because you know, had things been a little bit different for them in their world, in their lives, then they would have been different. So, you know, you kind of feel like they never had a chance to do the right thing because they never had a chance to learn the right thing. So because of that, you kind of give them a pass, but they get pass after pass after pass after. While you get away with the, you let them go even after you saw them. Yeah. Got a whole lot of stuff with you, but you're lovable. Oh, it's so cute. And you know how when you know somebody who is like this, and you have finally gotten fed up with them, like you ain't going for this no more. But you know other people haven't gotten fed up with them yet. So you know they're going to still be able to get away with the stuff that they've been getting away with, regardless of whether you sponsor that anymore. And not only that, but you may have to talk people into stopping entitling them, into stopping giving them favor, and to stopping giving them passes. And you're going to have to explain how come you ain't hating on them. Have you ever had to do that? Have you ever been
talking about somebody in their truth? Excuse me. Have you ever been telling the truth about somebody and somebody who doesn't know them that way or doesn't see them that way is looking at you like you're a hater and you ain't doing nothing but spitting stone cold hard facts? You just spitting facts. But they looking at you sideways. Yes, they are. They looking at you sideways, baby. And what you going to do? What you going to do? You are sitting there, standing there, looking like, I'm telling you, if you let them get away with it again, if you let them get away with this, get away with it. Oh, what the heck did I just do? Wait a minute. Oh, well, hopefully it doesn't keep doing that. Sometimes the Facebook app don't do what you need it to do. It don't want to do the right thing. And the difference is the Facebook app is not lovable, but you get so used to it that you might let it start getting away with all kinds of stuff they ain't got no business getting away with. But we're talking about when you have a lot of ish with you, but you're lovable. So your grandmother gave you one more chance. And what keeps moving the chains for you, the reason why you keep getting another first down, another set of fresh downs, is because sometimes you do the right things. A lot of times you do the right things. A lot of times you do the right things, but a lot of times you don't even do it for the right reasons. Sometimes you do, though. So people may feel about you, well, you know what? They be doing some evil stuff, some vindictive stuff, some vengeful stuff, some stuff that's really just not right. But you know how they say, you know, God knows my heart. Well, you know how God knows their heart, and you know their heart, too. You know that deep down inside, that person maybe is a good person or maybe could never take what they dish out to anybody. So somehow we keep enabling them. We keep giving them the green light to run amok and act a fool and just do crazy stuff and stuff that will make us pull our hair out and stuff that makes you say time after time, I'm not messing with them no more. That's it. Yo, no more tour. I'm leaving this tour, not messing with them no more. I don't care if that's your girlfriend or your boy. It's over. It's done. And I'm not caring if they my son or daughter gets out there. I ought to just really, really drop them. Speaking of them being your daughter or your son, a lot of times they're our daughters and our sons. A lot of times they're our daughters and our sons. And we are responsible for making them into this monster, into the monsters that they are. Rawr, rawr, rawr. Yeah, you created that. You created the one with the eight arms. Matter of fact, they beyond octagon. They beyond octopus. They got nine arms. Just, you know, one arm short of a 10-piece. Yeah, you're responsible for them because you know that because they are your blood son or daughter, you know they got that good stuff in them. You know why you know they have that good stuff up in them somewhere? Because you got that good stuff up in you somewhere. So, you know, it's really hard to look your reflection. Not necessarily your physical reflection, but to look your spiritual, historical, and biological reflection in the mirror and mistreat it or misunderstand it. So that's what I mean. You have played a vital part into making them into the monster that they are, but at the same time, you know that the good in them is just waiting to come out. Just like it may have waited to come out of you when you were younger and you were struggling to find yourself and to find your way. Well, you did find your way. It may have been late. You know when you're a late bloomer. A late bloomer isn't always the one that finds success late. Sometimes the late bloomer is the one that finds themselves late. And you may have felt like you did just that. And you're watching your children struggle to find themselves. And you want to make sure that you are an integral part of helping them to do just that. So, yes, you created that monster. You spoiled them rotten. You made sure that your babies had everything that you didn't have and everything that you ever wanted and everything that they ever wanted. You wanted to make sure that they didn't have to want for anything. You know how that is. Come on, y'all. My people with children, y'all know how it is. You want better for your children. There is nothing more passionate about making sure or wanting to make sure that your children do not have to wait for the things that you had to wait for because you knew that you were in a position where you shouldn't have had to wait, but you did for whatever reason. So you want to make sure that they didn't. But the thing is, them not going through that, them not experiencing that, robbed them of the experience of becoming a more characteristic person, a more of a, how can I say it? I'm trying to find a way to put it. It robbed them of the chance to not feel entitled. It robbed them of the experience of understanding that we all have to wait. We all have to wait our turn. You may have done everything so your babies wouldn't have to wait their turn. You were their turn, and you made sure that you turned the screws, that you made a way, that you went and talked to whoever you had to talk to. You kept them out of trouble. Trouble that they never even got into. But you saw the future and you saw, because of what you went through, what could have happened to them. So you circumvented the process and made sure that they had the door open for them and that their ticket and their hands were already stamped, which is what a parent is supposed to do. But see, we didn't give that explanation to our children. And you know what? You know how it goes when you get away with something and you never find out how come you got away with it. You start feeling like, well, that's the way it's supposed to be. So although you may be cute, although you may have a nice personality, although you may bat your eyes and look innocent and act innocent and actually intrinsically be innocent, you're not innocent or totally absolved of guilt and the things that you do and the way that you are. People have made advances for you. They have made a way for you. They've made ways for you that have kind of been detrimental to your development. And that's why you got a whole lot of ish with you, but you're lovable. How many spoiled, rotten people do you know? Maybe you know some that are spoiled, rotten to the point of being brats, and maybe you know some that are just so used to getting what they want that no just bounces off of them like water on a duck. Like they don't deal well with rejection or disappointment. And that's because of you. You made sure that they didn't have to experience a whole lot of that. Well, when you haven't been told no a lot, when you haven't had a chance to ride a no out, you know what I mean? When you've had to ride a no out, you know, that's like when somebody told you no and they proved that the answer was no. So you either had to get it from somebody else or you had to wait until they turned around or you had to prove yourself or give them what they wanted in order for them to say yes. When you have gone around that process, when you haven't gotten that experience, it makes you feel like, shoot, I got it like that. How can I not have it like that when every time I turn around, I got it like that? I got it like that. I had it like that. I want it like that. I got it like that. I need it like that. You know, remember Ultramagnetic? You whack MCs who... Okay. Anyway, so it can make it tough. They got a whole lot of ish with them, but they're lovable. You see it in their eyes. They don't really mean to be bad. Sometimes they actually do. But you recognize that they do have a conscience. They do have feelings. So we biggie, biggie, give me one more chance, I'm to death. Biggie, 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 give me one more chance. Biggie, give me biggie, one more chance. So that's what we're talking about tonight on the Daily Go Get It Medicine Show. Let's get it popping, y'all. Urban Therapy with Sun, Sun 752. Was this your daily, daily, the Daily Go Get It Medicine Show? We do this every single day, every single day, every day. Every day it rains, every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby, every day it rains. And things will never be the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get a Mizzen Show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also tonight on the Daily Go Get a Mizzen Show on this Pretty Petty Tuesday. We are talking about when you have a lot of ish with you. When you have a lot of ish with you, but you're lovable. Yes, you are. You're not the total bad guy. You just don't always do the right things. Sometimes when you do the wrong things, people misconstrue it. Sometimes people misread it as you meaning to have done the right things, but you ain't really mean to do the right things. But you're going to get away with it because you're lovable. You're lovable. You're adorable. People like you. You know, you add spice. You add variety. You add an element to people's lives that they are missing from other parts of their lives. When you come around, it's all hugs, kisses, joy, handshakes. Hey, good to see you. Oh, man, I'm glad you came out. Oh, we about to have some fun now. You know, those lovable people. Yeah, I'm so glad that you're here, man. You know, I know I haven't talked to you in a while and all of that. And look, I'm just glad that you came out. So what's up? What you drinking? What you doing? What you want? Lovable. Oh, that's my peoples right there. Yo, Ben, nobody better not say nothing bad about my people like that. What you talking about? I know that they this, and I know that they that, and I know they not perfect, but I'm trying to tell you, that's my nigga. That's my people like that. And enough people look at your people the same way. So, the majority rules, and the majority been letting your people get away with that nailed. It's been milled. Why have the people been getting away with milled? It was milled in the first. Well, it be like that sometimes. And sometimes we play a big role in letting them get away with it. Because they're lovable. You know what I mean? The type of person, like, you did what? Yeah, when I found out that he was cheating on me, I found the keys to his car, and I took his car, and I crashed that shit. You did what? Yeah. His front end is done in. That type. Now, you know, they had time. An opportunity to do the right thing, but they act impulsively. But because you feel bad that person did get cheated on, maybe you know that they have a history of being cheated on, a history of being used and abused. Maybe they're the type of person that causes a lot of the problems that happens to them, and maybe they're the type of person that doesn't always cause it, but they put themselves in positions to be used. So, I mean, what can you really say? You can't save a person that doesn't want to be saved, right? Anyway, you help him to get that car fixed or get it hidden. Did you tell him that you crashed his car yet? No. Does he know? No, he don't know. Why doesn't he know? Because he's out of town. He's out of town. He ain't take his. He didn't take his car. His car was here with me. So, but when he come back, he's going to know. Because that whole front end is, I was doing about 30 miles per hour when I crashed into that tree. I put my seatbelt on so I wouldn't get hurt. I do have a headache, though. Anybody see you? Did anybody see you crash the car? Mm-mm. They didn't see it. Well, how did you get? Where's the car now? It's over there where I crashed it. I crashed it and then I left it. I took an Uber back home. Okay. We got to go to where the car is, wipe down the fingerprints, and report the car stolen. Yeah, but I kind of want him to know that I crashed his shit because he shouldn't have did that to me. Yo, shorty, you could go to jail behind that. You don't know how he's going to handle that. That's an expensive car. And really, you didn't have no reason to, you didn't have no right to do that. You didn't have no right to do that. So I suggest you listen to what I'm trying to tell you. Now, if you don't want my help, that's on you. But other than that, grab some of that Windex and some of them rags, and we going to go wipe that car down of your fingerprints, and then we going to dial 911 and report that car stolen. That's what we going to do. And I suggest you keep your big mouth shut after that. Shit like that. That kind of thing. Got a whole lot of shit with you, but you're lovable. Because everybody ain't going to take that ride with you. Everybody ain't going to take that chances. Luckily, you didn't catch a body and need somebody to help move the body. But, you know, it ain't like we've never heard of situations like that also. So when you have a lot of ish with you, but you're lovable. When you got a whole lot of ish with you, but you're lovable. So people just keep helping you to get out of stuff that you keep getting yourself into. What y'all know? What do y'all know about what we talking about tonight? What do y'all know about what we're talking about? What's going on, T. Carrie? Right, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my people going directly into your site. And my brother, Ansel Jones, Baltimore brother, girls can't leave me alone. And Carrollton, Belen, me friend, me favorita. Thanks for coming through. It's always great to see you, Stacey White. Thanks for coming on through tonight. I know you're feeling okay and doing all right. I hope so. And you know how it go, my brother from another mother. Norris Hill, sit back, relax, do your thing, Max, and chill, and Mia Cunningham. I said, Mia, goddamn. Yo, what's going on, y'all? It's time to stand tall. What do y'all know about what we're talking about tonight? And so says, did you see the girl who turned down a Tesla as a gift? Nah. I did not know. Mia said, the fact that you changing your voice to these two fictional people got me CTFU. Crack the fuck up. And so said, okay. So, yeah, you know, but y'all know what I'm talking about. Each and every one of y'all knows somebody like this. At least half of y'all, three quarters of y'all have invented somebody like this, created. Like I said, a lot of times they are sons and our daughters. We made sure that they wasn't going to have to struggle the way we struggled. All their Christmases was going to be lit. We didn't get a chance to go to Disney World. They getting a chance to go to Disney World multiple times. There wasn't enough money for us to have karate classes, ballet classes, dance classes, theater classes, chances chances to enlighten ourselves or culturally enrich ourselves. Well, I'm going to make sure they get a chance to do it. You know how it is. Hey, how about your kids who you made sure stayed busy and all kinds of shit? Think about that child of yours that you kept in all kinds of stuff. You made sure that they found something that they like to do. You had them in the band. You had them singing. You had them dancing. You had them in track, baseball, football, basketball, volleyball, soccer, something. Every time you turned around, you had them going to somewhere, to some kind of practice. They wasn't never coming home at 3 o'clock. You kept them in everything. You wanted to make sure that they had enough options to choose something of their liking at some point in their lives. And what did they do? What did they do? I'm going to tell you what they did. Nothing. Nothing. The things that you didn't expose them to were the things that they gravitated towards. It could have been video games, although you did buy them the video games. You figured with all the other stuff, they ain't going to get stuck on video games. Yes, guess what? They did. Video games and weed smoking. You done taught them how to do everything. You put a hydraulic lift in your garage so they could learn to fix the car from not just under the hood, but under the car. You know how much it costs to get a hydraulic lift put in your house? Yeah, you did that because they liked Hot Wheels when they was younger. So from the time that they was 5 years old, you was like, yeah, I'll get them a garage. They'll be doing more than just playing with Hot Wheel cars and Tonka trucks. They ain't interested in fixing no car. They know how, because you showed them. That ain't what they want to do. They want to. And be defiant all the time. Oh, yeah, they got a job. They work. They work because they smart as wits. I'm saying, you know, like, I could have went to college because I got accepted to a lot of places, but I would take a year off because, first of all, I don't want to take on that bill because college is a scam these days. Anybody will tell you college is a scam. And people think that this video games ain't nothing, but I make a lot of money playing these shit. Yeah. Matter of fact, I'm going to a tournament. I'm going to a tournament for $25,000 next month. I just need a couple of dollars to get me there next month. At the same time, they living under your roof and claiming to be independent. They living under your roof. And no, they not sleeping on your couch or in your basement. They still in their original room. You know that original room that you got them with the big fat head, with the big fat head wall poster, life-size wall poster of I don't know, Donovan McNabb in 2005. Terrell Owens. They got the big fat head. Y'all, if y'all don't know what a fat head is, a life-size wall poster cut in the image of whatever the person is that you have the image of. Like, so if it was a picture of, let's say, if it was a car, it would actually be the car. The sticker would be cut out in the shape of that car, and it would be the actual size of that car on the wall, whatever your wall is big enough for. Fathead. Fathead. Hey, 22 years old. But they lovable. They lovable. You know how it go. They are very today. You may have been in love with somebody who had a lot of shit with them, but they was lovable. You may have been in love with somebody. You know, you never forget the person that you was in love with who had a whole lot of shit with them, but not enough shit for you to let them go or not help them out. Or even if y'all broke up, you still kind of there for that person because they're not bad people. But they might not be a good boyfriend. They might not be a good girlfriend. Not today. They're not ready today because they got a lot of shit with them. But they love them. So I help them out. I help you out. You know, that person that keeps getting fired from jobs that you put a good word in, for, look, you ready for them to ruin your name? You know, but you're looking out. You're looking out for them. You're going to look out for them because you know they are at the end of their rope. They are just ready to do the right thing. They're wrong. The wrong things that they have been doing, the shit that is with them is starting to expire. It's starting to expire. So you want to help them out. And you have been helping them out. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, this is the Daily Go Get-Em-ism Show. I'm your host, Sun752, and we're talking about when you have a lot of ish with you, but you're lovable. You're lovable. So you get a fresh set of downs. Even when you didn't make the first down, you get 5 downs instead of 4. You get 7 fouls instead of 5 in a team. Mia says, I don't know people like that. I don't think I have the mental capacity to deal with folks like that. I think you do. You got to put your thinking cap on. You said, sounds like a spoiled person. I know you have to know somebody who's spoiled. Got to. Ansel says, Ricky Williams turned down millions of dollars to smoke weed. He sure did. But he didn't exactly turn it down. He got the contract first. Then he started smoking weed. So what he did is he got his rookie contract, messed up his re-signing. Stacey White says, sounds like a bipolar person. Nah, I ain't talking about nobody that's bipolar. I didn't say you was crazy but lovable. I said you got a lot of shit with you. Let me explain this better because evidently if y'all think y'all don't know somebody like this, let me explain a little better. You know anybody that keeps putting themselves in bad financial positions? You know, that's a pain in the ass to other people. So instead of paying their bills, they either gamble, get high, or shop with their money. So, you know, that's the type of person that will find out that you get paid on their off week. So you know who they're coming to every off week that they come? Now, they make good money. They might make good money, but they have terrible money management skills. So you get paid on their off week, they vetted you, you know. You get paid on their off week, so they mess up their money because they owe a lot of people when they get paid. And they're just not good with money. They don't handle their funds or manage their funds very well. That's a lot of shit with a person. So every time, every week you get paid, here they come. Can you just lend me a couple of dollars until I get paid? Can you lend me a couple of dollars until I get my tax return? Can you lend me a couple of dollars until I get my check? Can you lend me a couple of dollars until it's excuse after excuse, and it's consistent. Keep lending them the money because, number one, you know that they can pay it back. They make good money. We're not talking about a bum. We're just talking about a person that just don't do the right things with their money. Stuff like that. And maybe the reason that they don't have a money a lot is because maybe they keep giving their money to another bum. So here it is. You got a whole bum train, a bum hierarchy. You're not a bum. You keep giving money to a potential bum that gives their money to a real bum. Trickle-down economics. And here you are, time after time, talking about something. This the last time I'm going to bail you out. This the last time I'm going to help you out. This the last time you better ring my phone. This is the last time you better leave me alone. This is the last time. Lose my number if it happens again. I'm tired of you. You're not a real friend. And one of the reasons that they're lovable is because you know that if they have money, when they are up, they're going to come and holler at you. They ain't stingy. They're just bingy. Yeah, they're not selfish. They're just not smart. Got a lot of shit with you. But they was the youngest in their family, or they was the only child, or their mom was on drugs before. So they was raised by their grandmother, or by their aunt and their uncle, or something like that. Until their parents finally got themselves together. But their parents got themselves together too late. The foundation, the negative foundation was already laid. So you got love and sympathy for this person. But this person hasn't really learned the right way. They haven't learned to do the right things from the right people in the right ways. But because you know why they are the way they are, you keep giving them a pass. Keep giving them a pass. Because you know they all right on the inside. They all right. I mean, it says, now that you mention it, I do know folks like that. Look, I wasn't going to miss. Carol says, yes, always trying to live above their means and then cry when they get into a jam. Speaking of getting to a jam. Oh, Lord. Speaking of getting to a jam. Carol, have you ever had to post bail money for somebody who got locked up over something dumb? Carol, have you ever had to post bail for somebody who got locked up over something dumb? You want to know what I mean by something dumb? They got locked up because of unpaid car tickets, traffic tickets. All he had to do was pay them shit. They got stopped for running a red light, and that red light turned into the precinct for them. Why? Because there was a bench warrant for their arrest for unpaid traffic tickets. Speeding here, running a light there, moving violations. So here they are in jail for $2,000. But hey, you can get them out for about $4,500 so they can get on a payment plan. And hopefully they don't mess up on the payment plan because you might have had to bail them out because they stop paying on the payment plan. It ain't easy to write out that check for Philadelphia Parking Authority or traffic court every month. It ain't easy. Ask me how I know. It ain't easy to do it. But if you don't do it, man, I can't believe this shit. All these motherfuckers out here murdering, the murder rate. A cop just got killed the other night, and y'all locking me up with some goddamn parking tickets. This is some bullshit. Yeah, it's some bullshit. This is, y'all must be crazy. This is, man. Yo, call my mom, man. Call my mom and get this stuff out my car. Get this stuff out my car, man. Don't let them take my car without getting my stuff out of there. Get this stuff out the trunk. Just get this stuff out the trunk, man. All right. Out on bail, fresh out of jail, California dreaming. Shit like that. And so Jones says it's bad when people know that you have it, so they depend on you. Nar says check cashing places are making a killing on people that can't live from paycheck. Oh God, not payday loans. They got payday loans in your state. I think they outlawed that here. A-day loans. Nar says, or should I say off those types of people? Mm-hmm. And so Jones says, what do they consider the right way? They're comfortable. Yeah, they're comfortable because we fail to make them accountable for the things that they do. We keep them from having to pay the full price of their the full price of their consequences. We keep them from having to do it. We keep giving them a discount on their consequences. We keep doing that. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get a Miser Show. All right. Okay. My bad, y'all. I'm telling y'all to share the show. I ain't been sharing the show. I got to get it together. I got to get it together. But y'all do me that solid. All right, yeah, okay. What else y'all saying? Nara says, I heard a saying, the road to hell was paved on good intentions. It's a popular saying, and it's right. Carol Chamberlain says, no, I can't say I have Omar. I let them figure out how to pay them tickets, not throwing good money after bad. I can dig it. But they might have kids at home. You might have to get them home. I'm glad you haven't had to do it. But I know how it be. And so Joe says, what you in for? Traffic tickets? You can't have my cornbread. See, Ansel, that's how I know you ain't never been to jail. Ain't no corporate. You get bread. That sandwich is nasty as shit in the county. Like, I ain't eating that shit. Carol says, it always is when they get caught. It's BS. Mm-hmm. Mia says, Lord have mercy. I know someone like that with them damn tickets every month. Did you pay your tickets? Oh, you said that's your son. Love him dearly, but hard-headed. Oh. Hard-headed son, huh? What's the title of this show? When you have a lot of, you love your son, don't you? Do you love him? Cal says, oh, my God, I just realized he was talking about life. Yeah, man, this shit is so real, man. You know, got a lot of shit with you, but you're lovable. You know what I mean? So people keep bailing you out. They keep helping you. They keep letting you be entitled. They keep enabling you. Why? Because you really are not a bad person. You're not. You're not a bad person. But you're spoiled. And you just won't consistently do the right things because you haven't had to suffer because of the things that you've done. You keep getting around having to do the right thing. And the reason you keep getting around it is because we keep letting you. These hoes be acting up. These hoes be acting up. These hoes be acting up. And y'all niggas be letting up. 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 These hoes be acting up. This is real shit though, man. This is, yo. Hey, yo. And this is what keeps certain people doing dumb things and staying in some old messy situations time after time after time. Time after time. But hey, I mean, sometimes it's us. Sometimes it's us. I ain't gonna lie. I know it's been me. I stayed in, there were times in my life not so long ago, I stayed in some shit. I've been locked up way too many times for the type of person that I am. 3 DUIs. I had no, you know how easily I could have avoided that shit? But no. And my whole thing was, I didn't ask nobody to bail me out. So they didn't have to do that. So my thing was, I don't get nobody in trouble by myself. But I did. And that wasn't the only shit I had with me. I had a whole lot of messy little shit going on. But I kept getting around it. Why? Because I'm lovable. You know what I mean? Big O. It's the big O up in this motherfucker. But the time comes when you got to pay the piper. The time comes when you got to pay the piper. And them broke-ass years that I spent between 2010 and 2000 and recent, you learned a few things then. You're like, Was it a direct, can I point to any one thing that I had done that put me in a position where I was? No. But karma builds up. It builds up. You build up good energy. You build up bad energy. You can do both at the same time. But if somebody keeps letting you go around the process, if they keep letting you walk around the metal detector, when you got the guns and the knives on you, they keep letting you go around the metal detectors. Then you never learn the lessons that you need to learn. You don't learn it. And yeah, when faced with needing to do the right thing or being called on to do the right thing, you probably do it. That don't mean you don't got a bunch of this other shit with you. Nobody knows your intentions more than you do. It doesn't matter who you fooled, lied to, tricked, or anything. You know the reason why you did everything that you have done. And sometimes we take the road that since they don't know why I did it or even if I did it, but you inside, you know what's up. So when the good things don't happen to you, when the right things don't happen to you, deep down on the outside, you might be like, yo, that ain't fair. All I do is try to do this. All I try to do is the right thing. All I do is help people. But you know inside, you like, I didn't really, I didn't really help Shorty because I cared about her kids. I did it so she would keep blowing me. I mean, the kids got helped in the long run, but I wanted some ass. The universe knows your intentions. When you have to face the truth, it's hard. It's hard. It's a tough thing. So you know, yeah, they got a whole lot of mess with them. How many of y'all know a young girl who got a bunch of kids? A young girl that got a bunch of kids. Now, on one hand, you could say she don't know how to keep her legs closed. On the other hand, you could say that she's looking for love. A pound of feathers and a pound of shit weigh the same amount. A pound of feathers weigh the same as a pound of shit. It don't matter. It don't matter. Now, I bring up this whole thing about this young girl who got a bunch of kids. She might have a bunch of kids by a bunch of baby fathers. The thing is, from the outside looking in, you might think that she's just a loosey-goosey, can't keep her legs closed, you know, whatever, whatever, whatever. You don't know the reason why whatever happened to her. Now, if you do know her, you know that, well, I know the dudes that she had kids by and whatever. And, you know, she just be falling in love real easily. Or, you know, when somebody treats her nice or buys her things or whatever, she believes in them. You know, basically, she believes in chasing waterfalls and all that kind of stuff. But you don't know. You don't know if that girl was really being used by those men. How do you know she wasn't trying to trap them men? How do you know she wasn't trying to use them? How do you know she wasn't getting revenge on one man for what another man had done? You don't know. Only she knows. But this is what you do know. What you do know is that you keep helping her out because you know that she's struggling. She go to work all the time or whatever, but she got all of these kids or whatever, and she needs to be able to take care of them, and she's doing the best that she can. So, yeah, she got a whole lot of relationship bullshit with her. And no, she don't always do the right thing. She might be ratchet as hell. But you got, you know, she a pretty girl. So you understand why her belly always sticking out for 9 months. You understand. You get it. She is sexy something, but she also is a sweet something. She's a sexy, sweet something. She'd help you if you was down. So you help her when she's down. She's just down most of the time. Because she got this shit with her. She keeps getting in her own way. She keeps getting in her own way. The same way as a young nigga. He might have two or three, four baby moms or some shit like that. He actually is looking for love. But he keeps falling in love with these little ratchets. These little bad bitches. These little chicks, they don't want nothing out of life. They don't know nothing. They don't know nothing. And he don't know nothing, but he think they cute. He think this little gangster love can work out. And don't nothing be coming out of it but another baby and another check that he got to write. But that's your son, so you going to help him out. Because those my grands, so I got to help. One day he going to get his shit together. He going to meet a girl. A nice girl, you know, that he can settle down with when he stops acting wild. And hopefully, you know, maybe an older woman that'll smooth him out, you know, slow him down a little bit or whatever. But in the meantime, your grandchildren look like an internet. They look like the Rainbow Coalition. Black, white, light, Hispanic, fucking Asian, everything. Yeah, unfortunately, your son ain't 100% into black girls. Where'd he get that from? Where you get that from, mama? Mia says, F's me up when people act like their good intentions were really from the heart. You mean, I think what you mean is their bad intentions were really from the heart. Mia says, it's all judged when they don't have the whole story. Yeah, that's what people do. People who don't know you don't care about your story. They all they doing is looking at the results. It's like when you've been busting your ass all day, sweating and working hard all day, and you take a 5-minute break, and here comes the boss looking at you, catching you sitting down taking a break. He can assume that you've been slacking off and goofing off all day. He don't know. He don't know how productive you've been all day. He don't know. All he saw is when you sat down for a minute in an unauthorized break. And now here you are about to get written up. It ain't right, but it happens. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious February 21st, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, my late great father, my daddy was born today. Late great father, my daddy was born today. Late great father, my daddy was born today. I wish you were still here, but it's okay. I know that you're here for the rest of my years and my days, but I'm in a haze because sometimes I feel crazy that I can't call you no more. Because you was my number one bull. You were the man that made me into the man that I am today. And I'm so thankful in the ways that I grew up and the things that I found. And I really wish that you were still around. But I know that the cycle of life makes us have to understand that things are trite. But I wish you was here. And to you, my heart will always be dear. You my number one, you are my day one. I'm so proud to call you my son. Or should I say you was proud to call me your son? You're my dad and the best one anyone could have. Yes, and it's your day today. You would have been 86. Wish you were still in the mix. You my number one pick. And because of you, I'm so proud of my... Yo. Yes, my late great father passed today. Remember I told y'all last night that I was going to the casino this morning right after work, and I did. But, you know, it's funny how things work. Because I meant to bring some money from the crib when I went to the casino. Because what you don't want to do when you go to the casino is you don't want to go to the ATM. You come with the money that you are willing to lose or play with. Let's see. Come with the money that you're willing to play with. And when I was leaving the house last night, I didn't take the money that I wanted to play with. So I had to play with the money that was in my pocket. And I think it was divine intervention. I wasn't at the casino very long this morning. They got me up out of there kind of fast. I was playing. You know, it wasn't really going the way that I wanted it to go, but I won a few hands. And But what I did learn is if you want to go to the casino, go early in the morning. It might not be a lot of people there, but there are people there. And can somebody ask me where these Chinese cats be getting all of this money to be playing with? They be playing with house money, it seemed like. Anyway, the tables are cheaper early in the morning or late at night. So just in case y'all want to. But me and my dad, we played blackjack this morning, and we got up there kind of early. I think I got there about 6:45 or earlier. And I was out of there no later than 7:30. Easy. Pew! But, oh, yeah. Rest of the birthday shout-outs. Shanika Ross, happy birthday to you, Shanika, and also Tammy Griffith, turning 51 years old today, and LaShonda Sutton, turning 44 years old today, and Nadine Miranda, turning 42 years old today, and Cindy Tucker Sanders, great to you, and also Apple Hine, turning 52 years old today, and Lisa Marie Gullery, turning 48 years old today, and Angel Jordan, happy birthday to you, and Marianne Holt, happy birthday to you, and Combat Pretty, happy birthday to you, and last but not least, Hakeem Everett, turning 35 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious February 21st, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. Turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. You rock out, rock on it. Do the damn thing. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours. And remember, man, listen, yo, check it out. Yo, you got to do this kind of respect. Listen, man, you know somebody who got a whole lot of ish with them, but they're lovable, they're cute, they are entitled, they're spoiled, they sometimes are just bad, you know, just bad. But for some reason, we keep giving them a pass. Here, take another pass. We've made a small adjustment in this baseball game from the ninth inning in these extra innings. We will be using four strikes instead of the normal three. Listen, just this one time, four strikes will be allowed instead of three. That's essentially what we are doing when we let these get away with the stuff that they do, when we let them use the excuses that they use. You know, and it starts at a young age. You know, like when a child does something bad and instead of you punishing them or reprimanding them or whatever, you let them pretend, you pretend like it's okay or like it's funny. Sort of like when a kid learns how to curse. Fuck you. Shut up, bitch, because you know they only mimicking and imitating what they've heard somebody else say. So when you say, you don't say those words. Only adults can say those words. If I'm going to pop you in the mouth if I hear you say those words ever again. Instead of that, y'all keep laughing. Shut up, bitch, stupid ass. You stupid ass hoe. Shut up, bitch. Oh, my God. I can't believe he said that. Guess what happens after that? Yeah. Sometimes it's that simple. Sometimes it's that deep. Nonetheless, there comes a time when you're going to have to charge that to the right account. You're going to have to charge that bill to the right account, the person who made the purchase. Because you're going to get tired of paying it after a while. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. All right, Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here. Yeah. And for my YouTubers, you know just how we do, but thanks for coming on through. See you on the other side, my boobers. Peace. Make sure y'all share that show. Make sure y'all subscribe to the channel. Make sure that y'all hit that like button.